This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A Colorado veteran has been working with the State Department and Representative Jason Crow's office to evacuate two Afghan interpreters he served with. John Garvin says the biggest hurdle is the lack of communication about the process.
But it's just a colossal black hole of information right now. You know, we send it in, and then it's just radio silence after that.
Garvin says one interpreter was able to escape to an Air Force base in Germany, but the other remains trapped in Kabul with his family. Today is the first day of the Paralympic Games in Tokyo, CPR's Corey Jones reports.
The opening ceremony took place early this morning, setting the stage for 12 days of competition. 11 Coloradans will represent the U.S., and some are competing on the first day. That includes wheelchair rugby players Adam Scaturo of Lakewood and Eric Newby of Bailey. Team USA has a preliminary match against New Zealand Tuesday night. Swimmer Elizabeth Marks of Colorado Springs will race in the 50-meter freestyle event. If she qualifies for the final, she'll swim for a medal early Wednesday morning. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado school districts are reporting hundreds of COVID-19 cases with the school year just getting underway. Douglas County Schools, where some parents are fighting a mask mandate, reports more than 280 cases in just 2 weeks. Mesa County's District 51, which has no mask or vaccine requirement, reports almost 100 active cases in students and a dozen among staff. Most schools are now back to in-person learning. You're listening to CPR News.